Today in Science from Wired.
Could MJ really hang on during Spider-Man's swing? Shooting a web from your hands requires Spidey powers, but does keeping your grip on one of them require Spidey strength? By Rhett Elaine. I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. It's not because of the Tom Holland version, it's not because of Andrew Garfield's or even Tobey Maguire's versions. It's thanks to the comic books that I read as a teenager. I've been a Spider-Man fan for a long time. But with the great fandom comes a great responsibility: to analyze trailers. I'm going to look, from a physics perspective, at the latest one for Spider-Man No Way Home, which comes out on December 17th. It starts off right where the previous movie ended, with Spider-Man swinging through the city with his now girlfriend MJ. I want to estimate the force that would be required for MJ to hang on to Spidey during one of these swings using her own arms. It's going to require some estimation based on video analysis of the trailer and understanding some basic physics concepts. Let's get started. Hanging on a stationary web. Let's start with some of the forces acting on MJ. Suppose she and Spider-Man are stationary and hanging from a vertical web. In order to make things simpler, let's assume Spider-Man isn't helping her stay up. Maybe he's busy shooting some webs or something. If she is hanging on to Spider-Man, it's the same as if she's just holding on to the web herself. There are just two forces to consider. First, there is the downward pulling gravitational force, which we will label MG. This is actually an interaction between her mass, represented by M, and the mass of the Earth. We can represent the Earth part of the interaction with the gravitational field, or the letter G, which has a value of about 9.8 newtons per kilogram. The second force is the upward pulling force from the web. It's fairly common to call this force attention and use the symbol T. Both forces are vectors. Vectors are quantities from which direction matters. We know something about the net force of an object and that object's motion, also known as its acceleration, represented by A. This is called Newton's second law, and it looks like this. Directional net force equals mass times directional acceleration. In the case of MJ hanging on to a stationary web, her acceleration is 0 meters per second, or m over s squared. That means that the net force must also be 0 newtons. Since there are only two forces in the vertical direction, the magnitude of the upward pulling tension must be equal to the downward pulling gravitational force, mg. So, in this case, she would have to hold on to the web with a strength that's equal to her weight. Most people can do that, at least for a little bit. Hanging on a swinging web. Things are a little more complicated for a case in which MJ and Spider-Man are swinging instead of just hanging there. When something is moving in a circular motion, it has non-zero acceleration. We call this centripetal or center-pointing acceleration. The direction of the acceleration for an object moving in a circle points toward the center of the circle. That means there must be a force pulling on the object that also points towards the center. I've included a video on the website for this article that's a demonstration of how this works. I'm swinging a soccer ball tied to a string around in a circle. When I release the string, the ball stops moving in a circular path. And that's because as soon as I let go of the string, there's no longer a force pulling towards the center and the ball stops moving in a circle. However, it was already in motion, so it continues to move in a straight line, as you can see in the video. If you looked at it from the side, it would follow a parabolic trajectory, just like any thrown object. What about the magnitude of the centripetal acceleration? It depends on two things: the radius of the circle and the speed or magnitude of the velocity of the object. So centripetal acceleration equals velocity squared over radius. This means that the faster you move in a circle, the greater the centripetal acceleration. Also, the bigger the radius of the circle, the smaller the centripetal acceleration. Now, let's go back to MJ and Spider-Man. If they are swinging, instead of just hanging there, then they have a non-zero acceleration. If you look at the moment, they're at the bottom of the swinging motion. The force diagram changes. Again, we're just talking about MJ to make it easier. At this instant, MJ's acceleration is pointed upward, since that's towards the center of the circle. In order for the net force to be equal to mass times acceleration, the upward pulling tension force must be greater than the downward pulling gravitational force. And we can write this down with the following equation. This is a scalar equation, since all the forces are along a vertical axis. Tension minus mg equals m times v squared over r. Also, tension equals mg plus m times v squared over r. Since this is a scalar equation, the gravitational force will be negative, meaning downward movement. From this, I can solve the tension force pulling on MJ, and thus the force she needs to exert to hang on to the web. But that still leaves the question, could she actually hold on? For that, we're going to need some numerical values. Estimations from the trailer. Although the shot of Spidey and MJ swinging through the city looks cool, it's not really set up for a physics problem. I would like to see a nice, stable view from the side, with something nearby to help me determine the distance scale. But no, instead we get something that is visually appealing, seemingly shot with the camera beneath the arc of the swing. Fine, I guess I'll just have to make some rough estimates, but don't worry, I'm going to put all the calculations here, so you can change the values if you don't like my guesses. Really, there are just three things I need to estimate: the length of the web during the swing, the speed of MJ at the bottom of the swing, and MJ's mass. Finding the mass is the easiest. I can just look up the measurements of Zendaya Coleman, who plays MJ. I'll just go with a mass of 49 kilograms, an estimate on a celebrity biography page. This might not be accurate, but in the end, this value doesn't matter too much. For the length of the web, and thus the radius of the circular motion, I'm comparing their motion as they go by a building. Based on counting the number of rows of windows on the building, it seems like the web is at least 8 stories long. There's no standard height for a building story, but let's go with 4 meters per level, for a total web length of 32 meters. The speed is a bit more difficult, but I'm going to do my best to get a reasonable value. If I know the distance that MJ and Spidey move, I will call this the change in S, and the time it takes them to cover this distance, I'll call the change in T. Then I can calculate the average velocity. Velocity equals change in S over change in T. The time isn't too difficult. Looking at one of the swings, I can mark the frames showing the beginning and end of the motion. Since the trailer is recorded at 24 frames per second, I can get time data from the frames. Using this, I get a time of 0.417 seconds from the time of the swing to its lowest point. Now, if I estimate the starting swing angle represented by theta, I can get the distance from the arc length. Arc length equals radius times theta. Let's go with the initial angle of 30 degrees. That's everything I need. Here are my calculations using a Python program. You can edit and change the values and run it again if you want to try different values. Using my estimates, MJ and Spidey could be traveling at almost 90 miles per hour, 40 meters per second, and MJ would have to support an equivalent weight of around 800 pounds, or 3,555 newtons. It's sometimes useful to talk about stuff like this in terms of Gs, where 1G is equal to 9.8 meters per second squared. 1G is what you feel if you're just sitting still, with no acceleration. But the amount of force a person experiences as they swing depends on their mass. In this case, with an estimated mass of 59 kilograms, MJ would have an acceleration of over 6 Gs at the bottom of the swing. Just for comparison, 6 Gs is around the maximum acceleration for a hardcore roller coaster. However, in that case, the rider wouldn't be hanging on with their arms, but rather sitting strapped into a seat. So, could MJ manage to hang on to Spider-Man as he swings? It doesn't seem likely. Either Spider-Man has to hold her up, or my estimates are way off. Of course, there is a third option. We could say that it's just a movie, and the physics don't matter, but honestly, I think my way is more fun.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts, and get more science news at wired.com/science.